So yeah. I'd also like to mention Tracking Influence. We have an Instagram. Tracking_influence_show on Instagram. Check that out for more information about the show. Anyway, here's the first song. I'll just play it and talk about it later. It's called Spiderwebs, No Doubt, from the album Tragic Kingdom, 1995. That was Spiderwebs by No Doubt from 1995. I just wanted to play that song because it sort of has all the elements of a No Doubt song, with the horn section, the reggae and ska rhythms. And like Gwen Stefani's songwriting genius on that one. I want to point out something I'll talk about over some of the other songs, which I'm going to call vocal drama. Something Gwen Stefani does in her voice, she really accentuates a lot of the words, and even if she's you know, only singing one word, it seems like she's telling you a story, which I really like about her singing. That song also has some super cool guitar riffage. There's sort of two in there that go together really well, with the pinch harmonics, the huge like squeals that you hear, and it helps build up the chorus as well, which the chorus is super catchy, but also super kind of punk and aggressive. But yeah, all right. So next song, we're gonna move straight into like sort of the reggae influence of No Doubt, and I have this classic reggae song for you called "Get Ready to Ride the Lion to Zion" by Culture. From 1977, just listen to the guitar rhythm here. It's always on the upbeat, makes it sort of feel like the song is bouncing, and you'll notice that No Doubt uses this a lot. So yeah, this is "Get Ready to Ride the Lion to Zion" by Culture from 1977.
Alright, hey, it's Noah. I'm going to introduce a song now. We're going to continue in through the reggae section of the show here about No Doubt, if you're just tuning in now. We're going to be playing a song by Don Carlos from 1983. This is called Laser Beam. And the reason why we've picked this one in particular is because It has, of course, all of the reggae elements that you come to expect, but also, interestingly, a little bit of synthesizer. And kind of a like, you can tell that, I don't know what type of synthesizer it is, but it's one of those ones that you just control with a knob, and he's just kind of messing around with it, and it's making kind of high-pitched noises, which are kind of doing the same thing as the pinch harmonics in a lot of the songs that we're going to play today from No Doubt. Like, we're going to play one later that I'll point it out again just to showcase it. But this is Don Carlos with Laserbeam. Check it out.
Pass me the laser beam. I get me wipe off the wicked and clean. Pass me the laser beam. I make me wipe off the wicked and clean. Them a come with them chopper, but I and I know them no proper. Them a come with them 45, but I and I say we got to survive. Them coming on the scene, but they've got to be clean. Don't bring your M16. I be withdrawing me laser beam. So pass me the laser beam. I make me wipe out the wicked them clean. Pass me the laser beam. I make me wipe out the wicked them clean. Them a come with them Japanese, but I and I know that no proper. Them a come with them 45, but I and I say we got to survive. So pass me the laser beam, and make me wipe out the wicked and clean. Pass me the laser beam, and make me wipe out the wicked and clean. They want to come on the scene, but they're bringing M16. Jah know, say they got to come clean. So pass me the laser beam, I make me wipe all the wicked and clean. Pass me the laser beam, I make me wipe all the wicked and clean.
Shit.
What you just heard was Redondo Beach by Patti Smith off her album Horses from 1975. You're probably wondering, okay, why are you playing Patti Smith? And it's because we're sort of moving now into the punk section. That song works very well as a reggae song, because, you know. But the point is, a lot of Gwen Stefani's like attitude, and as well as a lot of the punk influence in the band from some of the songs you'll hear later on, comes from Patti Smith. I was talking about that vocal drama, and like Patti Smith is the queen of that. She very expressive in the way she pronounces things, which is very cool. And Gwen Stefani takes that for sure and makes her own thing, makes it part of her own greatness. So yeah, next up, I'm gonna bring in Noah to talk about the next song.
Hi. So when we started to plan an episode for No Doubt, I immediately, like literally within 3 seconds of that idea, was like, we need to play a Blondie song. And I know exactly what Blondie song we need to play. We need to play The Tide Is High from 1980's Auto American. And this is like, you're going to listen to this and be like, that is the most obvious influence of all time. It's like, it's undeniable. The voice of Debbie Harry, the attitude of Debbie Harry, and the sound of Blondie as a whole, especially this song, which is a little more reggae influenced. This is the last reggae song before we get into straight up punk. But this song, I just want you to pay attention to the way that Debbie Harry is phrasing things, as Reagan has been saying. This like vocal drama, this type of style, is very much like Gwen Stefani. So listen to this here. This is Blondie with The Tide Is High. Thank you. course, that was Blondie there with the Tide Is High. Me and Reagan were just talking while that song was playing. We were saying even the aesthetic is kind of the same because it's one blonde woman and four dudes, which is kind of what No Doubt looked like for a while. So, you know, kind of fun. Next, we're going to go to another No Doubt song, just to kind of transition into the punk side of things. This is the song I was talking about earlier when we were listening to Laserbeam, but I didn't mention the name. It's called 16. This is also from Tragic Kingdom, and it has a lot of the harmonic type of things, and take a listen to this guitar here. It's very almost grunge type, like very, I don't know, it's just very interesting. So take a listen. This is No Doubt with 16.
It is PSA time. At Gasworks, the HMS or the HMC presents John Newdorf. Embark on a musical journey with John Newdorf, a seasoned force in the industry for the past 3 decades. Originally honing his skills as a jazz drummer at Mohawk College here in Hamilton, John's evolution into a dynamic vocalist under the guidance of Rosemary Burns marked the beginning of a remarkable transformation. Buy our ticket at HMC's website. All right, so before that, you heard the song 16 by No Doubt. And we're going to move in sort of now officially into the punk section with See No Evil by Television. Here we go. So that was See No Evil by Television off Marky Moon, 1977, one of the great punk albums in my opinion, and we're going to follow it up with another great punk album from that exact same year. But before, I just want to talk about See No Evil. The guitar style is very similar to what the guitarist in No Doubt does. In that song there's sort of like a twin riff kind of thing going on, and it just works together so well. That riff is so catchy, the main riff on that song. Television pretty much influenced everyone, especially a bunch of 90s bands with this sort of like arty punk thing that became grunge. Like Television is the band for that. I also think the chorus really sounds really energetic, like a sort of like a Gwen Stefani chorus. But next up, we have X Lion Tamer from Wire, from an album called Pink Flag in 1977. This is another just great early sort of punk song, jam-packed with energy. great, great, great song. Here it is.
There's great danger. For the loneliest stranger town. No silver bullets. Doctors look the same. They're single soldier battles. But now, between the sword and the Lord, the battles stand in chains.
Super cool song. You just heard X Lion Tamer by Wire from 1977, and I'm going to play you another sort of what I like to call an arty punk song from maybe the most arty punk album of all time, London Calling by The Clash. I'm going to play Wrong Um Boyo. This song is from 1979, and I want you to listen to the Joe Strummer dramatic sort of vocal style, the vocal drama, as I mentioned earlier. Also definitely an influence of many 90s acts, including No Doubt. This song, as well as many of the songs on this album, have sort of like a ska and reggae section. That was sort of the thing with this album. Super cool. Listen to the organ parts and the horn parts. It's full of No Doubt influence. Yeah, here's Wrong Um Boyo by The Clash.
Billy boy has been shot. you're trying, man, you better stop. It is the wrong umbrella.
And it's time that we pretty much kind of end the punk section, with the exception of one surprise, with an interesting one here. When looking into kind of the history of No Doubt and the artists that influenced them, one of them, interestingly, that came up, not necessarily for vocals, but for everything else, was the Police, just in general, with combining a reggae and a punk thing. A lot of people forget that the Police were originally a punk band, and they kind of, as Stuart Copeland said, faked being punks so they could kind of gain an audience at the time. So I thought I'd play kind of a deep cut Police song, according to Reagan. Definitely a deep cut, but I don't know. I found it somehow. This was not released on any album. This is from 1977, before Outlandos D'Amour, which is interesting, before their debut album. It's probably one of the most punk-sounding Police songs out there. This is a single called Fall Out. Take a listen to Sting's vocals here. This is a little different for him. Good day, welcome to the Canadian Corner. This is where we play the Canadian influences, or just music that I like that is Canadian, that is vaguely connected to today's theme. And in that case, that is exactly what we're doing, because these aren't really connected to No Doubt in any way, with the exception of similar genre. So we're going to get started here with a band from Toronto that, if any of you used to tune into my old show, This Week in Music History, you know that I like this band a lot. This is a band called Pup out of Toronto, and this is from their 2013 debut album. This is a song called Dark Days, and then after that one, I'm going to play a song by Big Sugar called Turn the Lights On. And the cool thing about that song, I mean, obviously, you'll hear it. It's a very ska type song, but the soundboard that Big Sugar used, I used to record two singles, which is kind of cool. I used the same soundboard. So here is Pup's Dark Days, followed by Big Sugar's Turn the Lights On.
This endless night. Stick it to the man. It was called rock and roll. But guess what? Oh no! The man ruined that too with a little thing called MTV!
Huh?
Lucky for you, we're not on anything like MTV. 93.3 CFMU is local, independent, and kind of single-handedly bringing back Sticking It to the Man in Hamilton. You can thank us by tuning in or listening online. 93.3 CFMU, redefining radio and sticking it to the man in your community.
All right, and that was Big Sugar right before that. And it's interesting because when I was picking some Canadian songs to play, I came across that song, and it, like, I don't know, I'd heard it so many times, but I also didn't know it. And that's probably because I heard it on Canadian radio as a kid all the time, or maybe it was some theme song or something. I don't know, but I heard it all the time, and then it just instantly came back to me when I heard it. So that's kind of interesting there. We have another... This is a really, really well-known ska song here. We're out of the Canadian section and into something else. This is from an album called Hang Ups. This is a band called Goldfinger. And there are a select few that, as soon as I said that, knew exactly what I'm about to play. And especially if you played Tony Hawk's Pro Skater, this is a song you'll know. This is a famous ska song called Superman.
Do it everything I can, holding on to what I have.
That was Superman, a Goldfinger classic ska song. We have another sort of classic ska song for you. This is Bad Fish by Sublime. Wanted to play Sublime because Gwen Stefani actually played with Sublime live a couple times. And also, this song, Bad Fish, it opens on sort of like a party scene, you'll see. And this song really sort of like romanticizes Southern California, I guess, and which is something I find that No Doubt's music kind of does a lot. Maybe not in a positive way. If you could romanticize something in a negative way, they'd be doing it in this song. Here it is. This is Bad Fish by Sublime.
That's good, dude.
Hey, man, what's up?
That was Bad Fish by Sublime from 1992. We have one more song for you guys today, as it is one. This is the No Doubt song. As if we weren't going to play this song while doing a No Doubt episode. But yeah. All right, so check us out on Instagram, tracking_influence_show.
We sometimes post the artists that we're about to play, just if you're curious.
Yeah.
And we ask for suggestions.
Yeah, and other things. We'll be doing other things. So yeah, if you ever want to check us out, talk to us, we'll be there. This is Just a Girl by No Doubt. Play it.